Chapter 1. Value God's Word. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. Probably the strongest attribute of most Sunday schools today is Bible teaching. However, Bible teaching does not always translate into life change. The Word of God can change lives with or without a good Bible teacher. In Hebrews 4:12, it says, "For the Word of God is living and effective and sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating as far as to divide soul, spirit, joints, and marrow. It is a judge of the ideas and thoughts of the heart." God's Word is powerful. The very reading or verbal expression of this text can impact people's lives. But imagine what could happen if we intentionally begin to teach the truths of God's Word in such a way that people can see the transformation in our life and allow the teaching experience to challenge them to observe or obey that truth. For many years, I worked in student ministry. During some of those years, as an employee of an SBC entity, I had the privilege of teaching a youth Sunday school class. Every week, as I prepared the next Sunday's lesson, I prayed for the students who were members of my class. I prayed that God would help me lead that experience so that each one would understand in their own context the power and work of God's Word in their life. I prayed for life change in the lives of those people I met with each week. I didn't want them to just hear God's Word. I wanted them to know and experience God personally. One year I taught ninth grade. It was a difficult assignment because of the uniqueness of the members of that class. One student possessed an extremely high IQ. Another young man was mentally challenged. On the other side of the room was a kid that by his very posture exhibited that the last place on earth he wanted to be was in that class. His parents had made him come every week. And lastly, there was the pastor's daughter. These four students, along with a few others, came every week. How do you prepare a lesson for such a diverse group of students? During these days is when Hebrews 4:12 came alive for me. I prayed that verse every week in my heart that somehow I might connect with this diverse group through God's Word. I not only prayed it, I believed it would happen. It did. Along the way, each student began to value and appreciate one another, and we found ways for such a diverse group to work together. Lives were changed, not because of me, but because of God's Word and His miraculous work in their lives. It would have been easy to just teach the Bible to this group. The problem with teaching is there are always other people in the room. We are to teach them to obey all that He has commanded. Too often we intellectualize the knowledge, the know of God's Word, when it needs to transform our character, the be, and practice, the do, as a Christian. A well-rounded, balanced, complete, lacking nothing, maturing believer is someone who is more than a Bible scholar who knows a lot about the Bible. A maturing believer is taking on the character and attitudes of Christ. There are groups in our churches just like that group of ninth graders. One has to wonder if we believe and expect God to do a life-changing work in the individual sitting in our classes every week. If we believed it, wouldn't it make a difference in how we prepare a lesson every week? We need to value the Word of God and its powerful work in people's lives, especially ours. There are at least three ways we can demonstrate that we value God's Word, believing it will change the lives of people. These three ways are through spending daily time with God, how we prepare, and prayer. My daily quiet time. If we truly value God's Word, then it becomes something we experience in our lives on a daily basis. It simply amazes me how many Christians confess they don't read their Bible on a regular basis. Even more so, what about those of us who are Bible study leaders? Does your life reflect the fact that God's Word is a daily part of your life? Is God's Word having an impact in your teaching? Years ago, I learned a valuable lesson. The preparation I do for a Bible study lesson is what I do to to help others study God's Word. However, that preparation doesn't replace my need to discover truth that impacts my personal life. If all your study is done only to prepare to teach others God's Word, when do you open your life to the truths of Scripture? If you are listening to God for what others need to hear, when are you listening for what God has to say to you? It is easier to prepare to speak to others than it is to hear God's Word challenge or convict us about things in our own life. In a recent survey, it was discovered that the individual in a local church with the most spiritual impact in the lives of church members was the Sunday school teacher, even more so than the pastor. How can we have significant impact in the lives of the members of our class if we do not regularly spend time in God's Word ourselves? People are watching and listening to what we do and say. Certainly, we need to prepare each week for our classes, but we must also prepare our own heart and life as the Spirit of God works in us through His Word. It does matter what we do, and not just what we say. Are your members reading their Bible on a regular basis? How are you challenging those you lead in their own personal Bible study? How are you equipping them to feed themselves spiritually? The old adage states it well. Give a man a fish and he has food for a day. Teach a man to fish and he will have food for a lifetime. I am thrilled that you take the time to feed the members of your class. How much more could God use you and me if we also taught them how to feed themselves? If we value God's Word, we not only teach God's Word with excellence, we also inspire those we teach to read and study God's Word on their own. Paul reminded Timothy of this when he wrote, "And what you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, commit to faithful men who will be able to teach others also." That's 2 Timothy 2:2. Do your best to equip others so they can mature in their faith and one day themselves teach someone else. Multiplying ourselves as teachers is really the ultimate privilege we have as a teacher. My lesson preparation. We are not just preparing a Bible study lesson. We are preparing to lead a life-altering, eternity-impacting experience between God and His people. You may think I am overselling my point here, but I have been a part of too many class experiences where God showed up. We never know exactly what God is doing in the lives of the people sitting in the circle facing us. We can't predict exactly what a person in our class might hear or when they will experience something that forever changes their life. I know that was true for me. I was raised Catholic. My family went to church most weeks, but I never attended an ongoing Sunday school class or small group. But while in college, I started dating a Baptist girl and attended a church with her. She invited me to her college Sunday school class. I don't remember much of what we talked about or what was taught, but I remember the people. I remember Chris Elkins, who taught the class. I remember Paul, Michael, Wanda, Sandra, Marty, Mark, and many others who were members of that class. They became my family in a way that I had never known before. In that context, I heard for the first time that I could have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. When Chris prepared the Sunday school lesson every week, I'm not sure that he thought about me specifically and how that lesson might impact my life, but it did. I am grateful to that church, its staff, and that Sunday school class. My life was forever changed because of it. The next time you sit down to prepare your lesson, remember, you teach people the Bible. The Bible is the most important book for the Sunday school lesson. However, your target is the people in that class and how their lives can be changed by the powerful impact of the Word of God. Pray that people will see, hear, and experience the Word of God in such a way that lives will be forever changed as a result of it. Revival doesn't have to happen just in a worship service. It can happen in a Sunday school class or small group. Prayer. What boggles my mind is the inattention we give to prayer. Prayer is the most intimate experience we can have with God this side of heaven. Depending on my need at the moment, prayer is like an intimate conversation with my father or mother, my best friend, my teacher or mentor, my boss, my protector, my healer, my leader. Well, you get the picture. God, through prayer, is able to fill the void of any need in our lives. He is all things in all situations to meet all of our needs. If we want to be the very best leader we can be, much of it hinges on our obedience and attention to our prayer life. It's not about us. We need to be talking to the one that it is about, God Almighty. Your effectiveness as a leader is undergirded by prayer in your life. You have not because you asked not. Consider this. Power to an electrical object is not possible until a switch is turned on. At that moment, all that is needed to power that object now has unlimited potential, at least until the power is turned off or interrupted. I know you understand this, but has it become your practice? Prayer is more than casual conversation with a passerby. It is a cry from the lips of an individual in their most desperate hour of need when you realize that without God, all is lost. It is the equivalent of someone gasping for breath when air is in short supply. It is the cry of the hungry when there is no food. It is the desperation of the thirsty in times of drought. Prayer is like breathing or finally finding a drink of water. Without it, we could not survive. Prayer is more than a necessity. It is critical. How dare I prepare to lead if I have not prayed? How dare I teach if I have not spent time with the author and subject of the greatest book in the world? How do I read the words if I have not asked the Spirit for insight, wisdom, and understanding? The Word of God is a vital ingredient to a life-changing, vibrant Sunday school. I hope we not only understand but practice a healthy habit of daily Bible reading and prayer. From that can come rivers of living water that God uses to powerfully impact those we teach and lead. The time and focus we give to lesson preparation can not be underestimated in its importance to a transforming encounter with God's Word that becomes the foundation to a healthy, functioning Sunday school ministry. Combining a daily quiet time, personal preparation, and effective prayer creates the potential of a dynamic Sunday school class or small group.